Lawsuits are being filed on behalf of victims of the Las Vegas massacre, but if recent mass shootings are any indication, these cases are hard to win. NPR's Kirk Siegler is in Las Vegas.
A dispute erupted this week over the timeline of the shooting rampage, and ever since, there's been more scrutiny on the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino. There have been contradicting accounts between the hotel and the authorities about how long it took for police to be called, and there are still questions about how the gunman could walk through this bustling casino lobby, fortified with security cameras, and raise no suspicions as he amassed an arsenal in his luxury suite. One lawsuit has already been filed, among other things, accusing the hotel of negligence. Michelle Teagle is an attorney for shooting victim Paige Gasper, who sustained life-threatening injuries when a bullet lacerated her liver and broke her ribs.
Paige wants answers. I know a lot of these people who suffered through that night of October 1st want answers.
MGM, which owns Mandalay, says it won't discuss that suit, but it did issue a statement yesterday contesting the notion that there was a delay between when a security guard was shot and the police were called. Tom Russell teaches law at the University of Denver. He says proving negligence in these types of cases is tough.
One would have to show that the hotel had knowledge about this of some sort and that they disregarded it. I think that it would require that level of knowledge.
Russell watched a similar case unfold in his backyard after the Aurora movie theater massacre. Victims tried to sue the theater chain Cinemark. They lost and were even ordered to pay the company's legal fees. Russell says venues themselves are often victims, too.
One can't blame the hotel for not predicting that this gunman would go up to their 32nd floor with an arsenal and, you know, break out the windows and start firing at people across the way.
Still, as entertainment venues are increasingly targets for these types of attacks, legal experts predict they'll also be subject to more lawsuits. And there's another big reason for this. Georgetown law professor Heidi Lee Feldman says that after mass shootings, lawsuits against the gun industry tend to go nowhere.
The bottom line is that it's not only pretty difficult, but it was Congress's specific intent to make it difficult.
Feldman says laws passed as recently as 2005 broadly exempt the gun industry from any tort lawsuits when criminals use their products. So some victims, as in one motion already filed here, go after the gunman's assets. But even if they win, there's rarely enough money to go around.
It creates a hornet's nest for any plaintiff who even tries to bring suit in a situation like this.
But Las Vegas is still reeling 12 days after the worst mass shooting in modern American history. And some locals will tell you the massacre has at least changed the conversation.
All right, this way?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys.
How are you?
5 miles north of the glitz and kitsch of the Strip in the actual city center of Vegas is Robert Eaglet's law firm. He wanted to set one thing straight before we started talking about guns and the Second Amendment.
My partners and I all grew up hunting. We all have guns.
Eaglet just filed a class action lawsuit against the makers of so-called bump stocks, the devices used in the massacre here that are attached to rifles, allowing them to shoot at rates similar to fully automatic weapons.
The machine gun, which is essentially what it turns these rifles into, is meant for one purpose. It was designed for war.
Eaglet says the reason most gun cases don't win is because they don't ever go to trial. He thinks his case will because he's challenging whether bump stocks enjoy the same protections under federal gun laws. Meanwhile, police say they're still studying the weapons used, the circumstances, the timeline, and hope to make more details public soon. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Las Vegas.